Unfortunately, she saw Brian Koberger come at the scene, and that would be hard to come back from.
So, I mean, everything that we've heard leading up to this is seemed like the prosecutors had, if not an airtight case, so much, as you say, a mountain of evidence, and that's what makes it so odd that they would back off. Do you think that what Harvey said about this thing about the DNA, that they're, did it seem like they were setting up that they were going to be appealing this in so many different ways for years to come, and that maybe that's what made prosecutors back off?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And we had a live show last night on True Crime Tonight, and the phones were ringing with outrage because people really wanted to better understand the science behind that, that little droplet that everybody is referring to. I mean, look, all of that can be maybe explained away. DNA can be complicated, right? That could make a jury see reasonable doubt. It was only a very small amount, allegedly. But the totality of the evidence was not looking great. And is it possible that the death sentence was a bargaining tool? Is it possible that Brian Koberger himself, who comes from a very loving family by all accounts, we've talked to so many family members in and around his world, and he was really loved. Is it possible that one of them just said, please confess, we want you to live? We also know after the murders and prior to the bodies being discovered, Brian Koberger allegedly had called home, we think, to his dad, and hung on the phone with him for quite a bit of time. He made 3 phone calls that morning to home. Maybe